This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, now you watched the video of the Delta thing.
Yes.
Here's what happens, right? So the guy buys a ticket for his whole family, and he says, we're going to put the baby in a car seat. I have a two-year-old. Having a two-year-old on your lap on an overnight flight is brutal. Brutal.
Yes, on a red eye.
So I buy tickets for Patrick now, too. His own seat, so that he can have a seat to himself. That's what they did here. They bought a seat.
But I believe they have an older child who's like 14. So actually, with the airline's blessing, they put the 14-year-old on a different flight so they would have that middle seat so they could do what you're saying. So the airline was saying, technically, they're saying, look, that seat is in your other kid's name.
Yeah, but so what? That's such a dumb excuse.
But the dad's argument is, like, they knew what I was doing because I put my teenager on the other flight.
Right, so... The guy buys tickets for his son, and then the two sons switch seats, and the airline says, well, now you've voided all your seats.
Right.
This is the mentality, though, because all the people are defending the airlines again once again. Because I paid for a ticket. It's my ticket. But actually, the airline really still controls the ticket, even though I paid for it. So I can't change anything. They can change whatever the hell they want. And this is why it's not a free marketplace, because theoretically, if I buy a ticket, it's mine. It's my property. I can do whatever I want with it. So really what you're doing is you're renting a ticket, if you think about it from that perspective. You're renting. We have some audio of this, right?
Yeah, it's a little hard to hear, but, you know, you get the point.
Was it like a cell phone video or something?
It is a cell phone.
All right.
Yes, sir.
He can sit in her lap. Right. Okay? And then we can take off, and then we can put him back in the car seat. That's what the FAA rules are.
No. We're pulling him up right now. With him being two, he cannot sit in the car seat. That's the purpose of him getting out. He has to sit in your arms the whole time. He can, like, technically he couldn't even be on a seat.
He rode on a car seat the whole way out here on a Delta flight.
No, I'm just letting you know, from this point on, this plane will not go anywhere until you guys choose to. Now you can sit here and we can all just chill here. I'm just trying to help you. This is all I can do. I'm only in my hands now.
Trying to help us would have been not overselling the flight and not trying to force us to get him out of that seat that I paid for and holding this whole plane up.
So this is where we're at now at this point. There's option to have you guys all off the flight, or we're going to retrain the whole aircraft, and
so we're getting kicked off this plane no matter what now.
Yeah, but I told you that in the beginning. You had two options, and now it's kind of too far.
So what are we supposed to do? I got two infants and a wife. We have nowhere to stay. There's no more flights. What are we supposed to do? Sleep in the airport? No. You should have thought about that before you oversold the flight. I paid for that seat. So we're getting kicked off the plane.
Did you
want to
get off on your own?
So wait, what are we supposed to do once we're off this plane?
That is not up to me and the rest is everybody wants to.
Well, it should be.
It's not. At this point, you guys are on your own.
All right, so that's that. At this point, you guys are on your own. And this is where she threatens him that if you either get off this plane or you go into jail and you're going to lose your children.
So their policy is if you're not going to abide, you're going to have to get off the plane. You have to deep.
Well, then they can remove me off the plane.
You and your whole family.
So then it's going to be a federal offense, and then you and your wife will be in jail and your kids will be.
So my kid, wait, so my wife, we're going to be in jail and my kids are going to be what?
It's a federal offense if you don't abide by
it. I bought that seat.
I understand it's your Mason's out here, right?
I got him a ticket on another flight so that my son would have a seat. And you're saying you're just gonna give that away
right,
to someone else.
So you can watch the whole video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Zioli Show. Let me read you this from Delta. Ready? What they say here for children is that they actually want them in a car seat. How about that? They actually would like them to sit in a car seat. They think for kids under the age of two, we recommend you purchase a seat on the aircraft and use an approved child safety seat. So they're all for infant seating.
Right. So were these people just making this up? Because they didn't seem to have a problem on the flight going out there.
Yeah.
A. B, a Delta person helped him switch around and put the other kid on the flight so he could do this. But now they get on the flight, they realize the flight is overbooked, and now all of a sudden it appears these stories are coming out because they want to free up seats. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's probably right. So now Infant and children less than 2 years old may travel for free. Well, they got that going for you, which is nice, until they kick you off the plane. So the family was kicked off the plane. They spent $2,000 to rebook their...
They had to buy new flights. They didn't get a refund,
and they had to pay for hotel rooms as well. So the video is, needless to say, going viral right now, and people can watch it and weigh in on this. I mean, unfortunately, there's always the crowd that defends the airlines no matter what, because, you know, they gave you an order. You have to comply. But this is, again, it's a business decision that they made to say, all right, we're gonna threaten this family and kick them off the flight. It's a business decision they made when they could have said, we're not going to go down this road. So they made that choice. They made that business decision to say, we're going to kick off this family and we're going to threaten them with jail and threaten them with an arrest. And yes, ultimately at that point, he does have to leave the plane because he's been ordered off the plane. But remember, Delta put them in that position by making the business decision to say, we're going to kick them off the flight because we've oversold the plane and we're greedy and we don't care.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird because the dad, you can see he feels like he's negotiating. He's talking this through and trying to understand it and wrap his brain around it. And then at some point, they just say, like, you're getting off the flight.
Yeah.
And it's weird. And then he's like, what? That's why they seem shocked, because this was a conversation.
And then this is what also I find remarkable is that The airline turns around and says, well, that's because you transferred the ticket from one son to another. It voids the ticket. You transferred from one son to another.
But
that's the dumbest thing I've ever said.
But you understand, like, the dad saying, your ticket agent at the counter did this. Like, they went up to the counter and said, mm-hmm. we want to put our teenager on the other flight to free up room so the two-year-old's not screaming the whole flight. And click, 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 the agent does that.
And Delta clearly says, if a child is two or older, we, quote, prefer the child to sit in a seat with an approved mm-hmm. restraint. So that's a car seat is the approved restraint is what they're talking about. So they, and then the woman says, well, you can't have them in a car seat. Wait, that's exactly what's on your website here.
Read the rules.
Yeah, it's exactly, I'm literally reading from Delta right now, from their website.
Recioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.